Welcome, viewers/listeners, to another riveting episode of Just Play Nonsense. I'm the one they call Michael. This is the one they call Rob. And this is Jay Willie.
And I'm Josh.
That was different.
Yeah.
You know, our normal listeners are going to be like, what just happened?
Yeah. Well, today's episode is going to be about, primarily about coincidences and absurdities that are spoken or happen.
I like absurd public things.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's very, very absurd. And thoughts that are absurd as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
So basically coincidences and absurdities. Right?
He does the sound effects. You just got to say it normal.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Okay.
On that one, I kind
of. He gave it a little bit of theatrics.
Absurdities.
Yeah.
I gave him a spot to, you know.
I remember
just being a little absurd. I don't know.
I remember one episode where he did it like 3 or 4 times, putting his own effect on it. And then I told him, I was like, just do it normal and I'll put an effect on it. And then he did it normal. And I didn't put an effect on it at all.
It just left me hanging.
Yeah. That was back before we had video podcasts though.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
Well, you know, coincidences are defined as events or circumstances without apparent causal connection.
Right. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. That's what the old dictionario says about it.
Mm-hmm. Webster's a good guy.
Yeah.
Webster and his dictionario.
Well, if you want to learn the words in Spanish.
Right.
Well, tell me about a coincidence that you've heard of.
Well, I wrote down a couple of them.
Tell me about it too, though. Okay. Not just him.
Oh, and the listeners. Say it into the mic.
Yeah.
Are you all ready?
I was ready a long time ago.
All right. So the first one I looked up, I thought that was pretty interesting, which was because a lot of people that know me well know I'm a huge Thomas Jefferson fan.
Okay.
So nice. If I had anything including him, I'd kind of jump all over it.
I just about asked you if that was what Hamilton was about.
Oh.
I'm so dumb. I'm like, wait, was I?
He was the antagonist in Hamilton.
Yeah. For those of you who are seeing this frustration, it's reference to an older episode where I was knocking on the play Hamilton and historical fallacies that they were trying to put forth to you guys as history.
Right.
Anyway. So, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were both the best of friends, according to my notes, and worked together to build and establish the Constitution, which we all know, right?
Right.
They worked with others to establish the Constitution, which was established and signed on July 4th, 1776.
Right.
We all know that, right?
Yes.
Well, the relationship between Thomas Jefferson deteriorated, between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams.
Right.
Deteriorated over the years. But later, they reconciled, and they died on the same exact day, July 4th, 1826, which was exactly 50 years after signing the Constitution.
So, nice. Did they die separately? Like, yeah, not together?
They didn't know about it. Because was Jefferson's...
Well, if they both died on the same day and neither one of them knew the other one died,
yeah.
I guarantee it.
Well, yeah, that's... you can't guarantee that. What if one died in front of the other one and then he's like, oh, he's dead. And then he knows right before
I was thinking at the exact same time.
If you're good at being smart aleck, be smart with your aleckness.
Yeah. You were not aleck enough or smart enough.
Now I got it.
Right?
It spontaneously appears when people touch, by the way. Yeah. Okay, so...
That's how it's made.
Yeah. So, you know, what I had heard was, I think it was Jefferson, that one of his last words was, Adams still lives.
Really? But, oh, because it was like a competition where he's like, I died first or whatever?
No, just that the type of politics where, you know, people get to control their own lives instead of being controlled by the government lives on. So.
Okay. I thought it was like, they're so good friends. Like, when I die, I'll be like... My ward still lives.
They didn't live very much longer.
Please let that be your last word. Little did you know,
right.
4 miles away, Rob still lives.
Dude, if we die on the same day, it's going to be crazy.
Somebody needs to note that those are our last words.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you guys know if you do.
Yeah. Well, one of us will be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Did that go over your head?
What?
Did that go over your head?
I just told you that I'd let you guys know if you guys die on the same day.
Oh, it went over our head. Yeah. His joke.
I thought got it. Like, I thought, I guess I misunderstood it because I thought, like, if I died, you would tell him that I had died.
Oh, yeah. I'll immediately tell each other. Like, whoever dies, when I find out, I'll call the other one.
And then that, at
you know, it's funny. That's probably exactly what I would do anyway.
Right.
Just thinking about it. Like,
I'd be like, bro, did you hear that Rob died?
I don't want you to see so this funny. On Facebook. Like, try and meet you in person. And if I couldn't, right. Try and get to you before the Facebook does.
And then you tell Michael that I died, and then he would have like such a heart attack that he would die too. Yeah. It's from all the bacon.
I'm going though. With you, bro. I'm riding shotgun to the gates.
Yeah.
To the pearly gates. Anyway, so, if you guys have any coincidences in your own life or that you know of publicly between these, you can interject.
Yeah.
So number two I found was interesting. It's called the 27 Club.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Okay. So
musicians.
Yeah. It was a name given largely to celebrities, but mostly musicians that have all died at the age of 27.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which seems to be the age that they die of more than any other age number.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they started noting this in the 60s because it started happening rampantly, the late 60s. Rolling Stones, Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones,
right?
Him, 27. The Doors frontman, Jim Morrison, 27. Janis Joplin, 27. Jimi Hendrix.
I was about to say Jimi Hendrix, yeah.
27.
Mm-hmm. So I don't follow all these people, but it's like, I feel like, since I heard about them so long ago, I imagined them just being like being older, super old. Yeah. I did not realize they died before they were 30.
Yeah, I had heard about that a while back, and when I heard that Jimi Hendrix died when he was 27, I was like, what?
Yeah, because you expect to, like, you see him up on stage, and you're like, oh, that's a 40-year-old dude that's up there playing. Like, you expect him to be 27.
And then it went to where it teetered down where it wasn't a lot, and all of a sudden, like 20 years later, boom, sort of happened another wave
it
again.
It wasn't 27 years later, was it?
Could have been.
Oh, that would have been so good.
But Kurt Cobain of Nirvana shot himself, allegedly. I won't go into that conspiracy, but he died 27. Amy Winehouse.
Right.
That was recent, 27. But here's the weird part about that is that the music industry, the culture of the artists within it are all very aware of this phenomenon. And Amy Winehouse once said that she was very worried about dying at the age of 27. And sure enough, by coincidence, she died at the age of 27.
How did she die? Do you know? Does
a drug
know?
Overdose, I believe.
Overdose.
Yeah. This club has claimed over 40 musicians since it became a noted thing.
And that was in the 60s, right?
Well, from 60s on till now.
Right.
Any White House was produced. Aaron Hernandez, Pat Tillman, even Trini, the original Yellow Power Ranger, she died in a car accident at 27.
I knew she had died in a car accident, but I didn't realize it was at 27.
Yeah.
Cause I remember hearing about it back when I was in high school or whatever year that was.
Yeah. 2001.
Yeah.
Was when
I would have just graduated high school.
Yeah. And so that's crazy, but there's like a whole list, but I didn't feel like naming them all, you know, but it's, if you look into it, it's a thing. It's called the 27 Club. Mm-hmm. So that's another weird coincidence of things that's happened in the
that is super weird. And it makes me wonder, like, why 27? Like, is that like a, Do they usually get into some kind of drug tunnel or whatever?
Not all
of
them's drugs, though. I mean, we have suicide. We have, I mean, there's a case of murder. There's a case of just, I mean, there's.
Do you think that lifestyle, like the celebrity lifestyle, could lead to that?
It could lead to a lot of things, but 27 is a very specific age.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, I guess they didn't all get famous at the same age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's why it's a phenomenon. But, I mean, Trini, the Yellow Power Ranger.
Right.
Man, that one hit hard because as a kid growing
up. Yeah. Yeah. I remember, I got a little story about Power Rangers. I remember when I was going through the TV guide back when it was like a book and a physical thing that you hold in your hand. And I was looking for something to watch and I came across Power Rangers. And in my head, I immediately imagined something like Bonanza, where you had like these dudes riding around on horses, like they're the Rangers, like Walker Texas Ranger and all this kind of stuff. I imagine like the Ranger, and I'm like, I don't want to watch a Western.
Well, Amy Jo Johnson, the Pink Ranger,
yeah,
was one of my first crushes.
Yeah, me too.
Her and I can't remember which one came first, her or Jennifer Love Hewitt. But like both of those when I was that age, it was like,
oh. Did you know she was the only Ranger that had a skirt? Like the only girl Ranger that had a skirt?
Really? Well,
Trini didn't have one.
Well, because they wanted her to be like the
feminine one,
the super like girly, like, I'm so cute. I'm pink.
Around our, like, the Power Rangers time, like, when you were young around that time, I think that she was one of a lot of people's first crushes.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a little Power Rangers trivia for you. Did you know that the fight scenes that happened in the show were not actually performed by the American actors or any of the American stuntmen? They were taken straight from, was it Japanese show? Yep. And if you watch Rita, so Rita Repulsa's mouth.
That lasted
like 9 minutes. Yeah. Those were all like, they never did any of the fight stuff unless they were like out of their suits, obviously.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Power Ranger.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you watch, if you see like Rita, her mouth never moves to what she's saying. Cause it's like the Japanese one just dubbed over. That's and then Goldar, his mouth just goes like this.
Goldar.
He never actually like had any shape to his mouth.
I like the little soldiers.
The putties.
Yeah.
So I just learned today.
It's like, put your hands down to fight, man. Put your dukes up. No, you guys keep losing.
Well, they're made out of putty. That's like fighting Gumby. So I learned something today that there's actually a fighting style, like in, not a fighting style, but it's like a thing that stuntmen do. They call it puttying around. You ever watch a movie where there's like a lot of bad guys fighting one guy? Mm-hmm. If you see the guys in the background, they'll just stand there doing that. Mm-hmm. And they don't actually come up and fight until it's their turn. So it's like if you watch like Star Wars, I think one of the newer Star Wars had it. They're also just standing in the background, like just waiting.
That's why all the good guys keep winning the movies.
Because they don't fight. They don't team up on them like they're supposed to.
Yeah, they're like, that's this money after the putties. Well, they didn't work out so well for the putties, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's just, I thought that was interesting that they call that puttying around. Mm. That they came up with that term. I learned that today. TIL, legit TIL.
Yeah, on the real. Well, okay, this one I thought was really interesting. It's kind of poetic. So in 1893, there was a man by the name of Henry Zieglin. He broke up with his fiancée, you know, and or wife-to-be, fiancée.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Fiancée, if you're French.
Let's find different ways to say it. Woman he was supposed to. Eventually planning to marry.
She was technically his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes. Once she became his fiance.
So,
man, I'm smart.
Yeah. So he broke up with his fiance, right? And she was like devastated. And so she, being distraught by this to the level she was, she took her own life.
Oh.
Because she's like, that's the man for me. Without him, I cannot live, I guess, kind of thing. So after she took her own life, her brother was obviously not very happy about this.
Right.
And so he made his way to Henry's land and shot him in the head and then turned the gun to himself and shot himself.
Wow.
But Henry survived because the brother didn't actually shoot him in the head. It only grazed him and hit the tree behind him.
How far away were they? How do you not know you didn't shoot somebody?
I guess he
in the
saw
head?
The blood and saw him fall and thought he shot, because he immediately turned the gun on himself, I guess. So then it hit the tree behind him. Well, 20 years went by that, you know, and obviously Henry survived this ordeal, you know. 20 years go by and he's doing some maintenance on his trees and stuff and starts cutting down. Well, this one tree is like really stubborn. So, and back then it wasn't so uncommon to use TNT. To, you know, use dynamite to...
He didn't just go get a chainsaw or nothing?
Well, I guess he wanted to blow up the wood area and whatever.
Right, yeah, I mean, that'd be the smart way to do it. It just knocks all, like, trees down in a... It's like an AOE attack.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't... Well, it wasn't so uncommon back then, right? So, whenever he did, that bullet that was lodged in those trees all those years came out and literally went right...
No!
Yes. And went and got him right in the head and killed him instantly.
No.
So the bullet that was intended for him got him 20 years later.
That is insane.
But this time, just like the one he was supposed to marry, he ended up taking his own life.
That is insane.
Yeah. And that's a true story. I thought that was super interesting. I was going through some coincidences and there's a whole like slew of them.
That's number one on my list right now. Oh, like that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah.
Do you think that dude, like when he killed himself, he came back and he's like, I'm going to haunt this tree. He's like 20 years. He's like,
well, he blew it up. So.
Right. And he's like, I'm going to, when he blew it up, he like threw that. It's because he'd been trying to get the bullet out. You know, he's like,
I'm going
to
haunt that bark right there on the ground.
Well, no, he's like a ghost and he's trying to pull the bullet out and it won't come out. So he just like hangs out by it. And he's like, when that dude goes to blow it up, he picks it and just chucks it right at his head and throws it with like supernatural speed right through his head.
Yeah, that's insane though, but it went right towards his head. The one that was
That's crazy. That's super crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So how did they do that? Do they?
Oh, Henry.
Did they specify Ziegler. How they tested that, like to make sure that they knew that was the same bullet, or?
No, but I mean, it was the one from the tree that was shot and missed. That is, I don't know, family. I don't know how they put it all together, but they deemed it as a.
That would take a deep dive in order to get all that information. You'd have to like spend hours searching that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was pretty big deal.
But that's super crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one is, and a lot of people have heard this one, but the Mark Twain and Halley's Comet thing.
I don't know about that one.
Okay. So, Halley's Comet comes around every 75 years.
Okay.
It runs back around. Right. So when the first time that Halley's Comet was noted, it came in, Mark Twain was born.
Okay.
Right. And it was such a big deal to him about this that his whole life, he was always talking about how that, and he was even noted and spoke publicly, declared that one of the greatest disappointments of his life would be that if he did not go out with Halley's Comet since it came in with it.
So I'm guessing he died at 75.
Well, he was born in 1835, the same year the comet's first appearance, when he came in on with it.
Right.
And then in 1910, exactly 75 years later, on the second appearance, Halley's Comet came in, and then he died the day after.
Oh, missed it by that much. What is that? Is that a Get Smart reference? Is that what that is? Yeah.
So he had like that. He had that, like that whole like next morning of like, gosh, darn it. Like, come on.
Man.
Yeah. Crazy. Like, made a big deal of his whole life. And literally like, I mean, they're saying, I guess he was like on the line where some say he did and he didn't, but it was like, but he did go out with it technically, cause it was still, or I don't know, like, it's close. Uh-huh. That's crazy. And you know, Mark Twain's well known. So this is stuff anybody can look up and see that he made a big deal about it his whole life. But you like, you have all success and then say it's all for nothing. That it would be the greatest disappointment of his life if it didn't happen. It's like,
so that means that it came back around when I was three in 1985. And it will not come around again until 2060. So we've got another 40 years to wait.
Dang.
You were born in 1985?
I was born in 82.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'll go out with it.
I was only halfway listening.
I do that all the time, man.
Because I was sitting there thinking Chris was born in 85. So.
Yeah, I was 3 years older.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to like go out with Haley's comment. Because I'll be super cold anyway, so whatever. I'm like, take that, Mark Twain.
That's what you get.
Now I have that song stuck in my head by Shinedown, Haley's Comet.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
It's not a bad one.
Yeah, it's a good one. So, do you guys have anything else with coincidences before I go over into absurdities?
Mm-mm. No.
No, I'm sitting here trying to think of some, because it's all the time. There's like, I can't believe that just happened like right now, but nothing comes off the top of my head right now of any of those times it happened.
You know, I won't rehash old material and stuff, but, you know, our entire friendship is based off of coincidences, like crazy ones. Like,
your friendship? Yeah.
All of them, all three of ours. I mean, look at, you know, quick replay. You had a friend named Michael.
Oh, right.
I had a friend named Rob.
And now we're friends.
And right around the same time, your friend Michael died. My friend Rob died. We met and then, you know, kind of lined up.
Blossomed a friendship from there.
Yep. Then we started this thing up. Then all of a sudden I run into Josh at Walmart after all those years of being apart. And then we struck up our friendship. Then all this just came together. Like, just, it was the time frame and the coincidences of everything happening the way it did. It was just like... Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting.
Very coincidental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be appropriate to throw that in there with it, even though people who've been watching this for a while know that.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, somebody may have picked up on this episode because of the catchy, snazzy title.
Yeah.
Oh, I know I don't know if it'd be a coincidence, because it might be a common occurrence, but as far as birthdays go, this article is a few years old, but at the time, the most common birthday in America was September 9th, which is my son's birthday.
Hmm.
And the second most common birthday in America is September 19th, which is my birthday.
That's interesting.
That's pretty
crazy. Huh, that is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I was trying to just do the math, and I was like, well, maybe it's because of Valentine's Day, but nope.
It's not. Because it was cold. Everybody was snuggling together.
Could be.
I'm looking up something that might be a coincidence. You guys keep talking.
What a coinky dink. What should we talk about?
Well, I was going to say something that had stuff to do with things that were said.
Dude, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You ready
what a coincidence.
You ready to see who I share famous birthdays with?
Yes.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Me and him, same B-day. Simon Cowell, you know Simon from American Idol?
Cowell.
Yeah. That was horrible. Worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
You just got a whole bunch of really not nice people right there in birthday with.
I mean, we're looking
at Heinrich Himmler. Wow.
Wasn't that Hitler's right-hand man?
Yeah.
Wait, is that who the Heimlich maneuver is named after?
No, Heinrich.
Oh, Heinrich. I thought you said Heimlich. He saved a bunch of people's lives.
Well, this one might save me. Toni Braxton.
Okay.
I'm not sure who that is.
What?
She's a musician. Yeah, she's I used to get down to her music like when I was younger.
John Mellencamp. Mellencamp. We share birthdays.
Weren't we literally just talking about him earlier? Before the podcast started, we were talking about him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Joy Behar or whatever.
Joy Behar?
Yeah. Oh.
That is the worst one on the list. Like higher than Putin and Hitler's right-hand man.
Yeah.
So before we get political, I share a birthday. I was working at McDonald's a long time ago, and I worked with this dude, and he was my manager. And we were talking about birthdays, and we found out that we both have the same birthday, like the exact same day. And I was like, oh, cool, we share. Or actually, well, I said my birthday is November 20th. And he's like, no, my birthday is November 20th. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. We share the same birthday. And he's like, well, how old are you? And I told him, I think it was like when I was like 20 something. And he's like, no, I'm that same age. So we were literally born on the exact same day in the same year. And he was my manager. I'm not saying that's a coincidence, but it's just I share a birthday with him. And he had to get out his driver's license to show it to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like most of my families are October babies. Like my dad, October 1st.
Right.
Myself, October 7th. Right.
Remember these birthdays, folks.
My sister, Ashley Nicole, October 22nd. My stepsister, Ashley Renee, October 24th. My stepbrother, October 29th.
That means your parents just like to get down and whatever.
Well, no, these are mostly steps.
Right, but still, like you're.
Yeah, well, yeah, in general, yeah.
The parents of that family.
Yeah, look, we're all.
To get down around the same time.
We're all October, yeah.
Right.
All October?
Well, the majority.
The one you listen. So I was about to start naming off some siblings.
No, but it's crazy how they're like, you know, so many of us were.
Right.
You know, 70% of my siblings are all October and my dad.
Man, I'm going to have to start writing down all your siblings and see if 70% is really.
I'd say that's about right.
You just got to have them specifics, don't you? Mm. So I got a real funny story. It's kind of way off topic, but it's about that guy that I was working with that had the same birthday as me. He tried to play a prank on me. So if you guys have ever worked in fast food, you know that like when you first start there, they're going to haze you, right? So I had worked in fast food for years before I went to this new store. And they thought that I had just started in fast food. So I come in and they're telling me there's a prank that you play on people where you would say you have to put the mustard on first and then you put the ketchup on. Because there's a chemical reaction that creates heat and it keeps the burger warm. And I was like, I had already knew this. Like, I knew it was a joke. And I was like, no, there's no way. So I played him for like 3 hours because I was like, there's no way that happens. Like even hours later after, because he was like, no, I'll show you. Once we get the rush done, I'll show you. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, I kept bringing it up to him and I was like, there's no way that happens. Like, I've been thinking about it all day. There's no way. So he goes, finally, we got through the rush and we were done. So he goes, here, I'll show you. He put down a bun and he put down the mustard, put the ketchup on. He goes, all right, now put your hand over it and feel it. I put my hand over it and he went to smack my hand and I moved mine out of the way and he smashed his hand right down on it. And I was like, what? Bring it.
Got him.
That's so fun. Cause like when you're the new hire, everybody hazes you. But when you get the bully, bring it.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt so good. It was such a good day.
That's funny.
That was way off topic, but that was fun.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him. All right. So, coincidences. I mean, you could go all day with coincidences and stuff and like that, but I guess we'll move to absurdities unless you guys got anything in with the room.
No, I'm out.
All right. Actually, no, I did, but I don't know if it's really a coincidence. But the things lined up to help me. But remember the guy who gave me his pants story I told you?
Maybe.
All right, I'm going to tell this real quick because this is just interesting.
Yeah, it's like, fun stories. It's a story time with Robin, Michael, and Jay Willie.
All right, so
Jay Willie Josh guy.
For whatever it is or isn't, it's a good little story because it's crazy. So I had to go to court for a freaking ticket.
Okay, I think this is coming back to me now.
Yeah. And actually, there is a coincidence to this because okay, yeah. So in the state of Illinois, which is where I reside, I had to pay this ticket. In a lot of states, you can't wear shorts into a courtroom. And the first time I had this court appearance, I was in California for a family funeral. So I wasn't able to make it. And they were like, hey, send a letter. You need to go to this next one, blah, blah, blah. And so, of course, I'm back and I go. And I show up and I'm wearing a nice polo and some khaki shorts.
I was imagining basketball shorts.
Yes. Yeah. No, at least no better than that.
Right.
So I go in there and so when I try to go to my court case, the guy door stops me. He's like, hey, no, you can't wear that anymore. I'm like, oh, I'll be in trouble if I don't. He's like, not my problem, pretty much. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks, Kevin. So then I go to the front check-in desk and I was like, hey, what can I do about this? I don't have pants. I was told if I don't appear to this one, I'm in trouble, you know. And this dude comes out. I don't know his name, but I'm going to call him a pants angel. This pants angel comes out. And he goes, hey, man, same height, same build. Goes, here, man, take my pants. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. I'm like, sweet. So we go to the bathroom, and I give him my shorts, right? And he gives me his so pants. Different. What?
It's going to turn out so different.
Yeah.
You know what? Go finish your story, and then I'm going to have something to say.
Well, it gets freaking weirder, right? So he gives me his pants, and I'm like, oh, man, this guy's awesome. And I was like, I'll meet you after the court case, after the thing, you know, and I'll, you know, we'll trade pants back. He's like, yeah, I appreciate it, man. Goes, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, you're a life changer, man. You're like, what? You're a life saver.
Life changer, yeah.
Yeah, life changer.
You're a pants angel.
Yeah. So anyway, go in there, come out, and the dude's gone. I spent like 30 minutes looking for this guy. Cannot
find him.
Wearing
his pants.
So then I start to think maybe he is a pants angel, you know? I don't never know.
Right.
Sitting here with heavenly pants to save, you know, to answer my prayers.
Who knows? Oh, I thought there was more to the story.
No, there is. So I look for the guy. Wow. I can't find him, right?
Right.
Here's where the coincidence gets even stranger, right? Freaking weeks go by after this occurrence, right? Weeks. I'm down the road here at our local gas station. Dude pulls in a truck, right? with some people. And
are you wearing the pants that he gave you?
No, but I didn't. Oh. No, but I had his shorts in the car. Or I mean, I had his pants in the car, right?
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't have my shorts, but that wasn't the point.
Right.
And so I see him, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're the pants angel guy. You know, you're the guy who gave me your pants. And he's like, whoa, dude, it's you. So he wasn't an angel. He was obviously a dude. Just a regular, really cool dude. It lined up that he had the same size waistline and length of pants enough to where it fit, you know. And it didn't look like Urkel.
Right.
And like, we like hugged it out even. He was telling his friends what happened. I was like, dude, I've been talking about you for a while, man. And like, and it was just a really awesome experience. I'm like, so after all that, I ran into the guy again, you know, and I was able to talk to him. And we you know, it was just a pretty cool thing.
Right. Because you couldn't find him for 30 minutes afterwards.
Yeah.
And now you get a chance to say thanks and hang out.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was a pretty cool little coincidence that happened recently.
Okay. So, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a collection of all of these videos of these stories that you told, and I'm going to play them at your funeral.
I would like that very much.
I figured you would, but they're like all these crazy stories about like some dude giving you his pants or some like Asian guy on roller skates. No, it was an Asian guy at the top of a mountain that convinced you to cross a bridge. Like you got all these like interesting, crazy stories.
Oh yeah. The one I called
the Asian angel.
The Asian angel.
That's what made me think of it. Cause you called that dude the pants angel.
Well, some people define or describe favor with God to not always be fair, you know, by man's standards.
Right.
Dude, people come out of nowhere and bless me all the time. And I'm so grateful for it. Just all the time when I need things the most.
I'm the same way. I get all kinds of free stuff. Like I got a free car, two free cars actually.
Dang.
In my whole life. Like I got three free cars my whole entire life. I get like free video game consoles, free like surround sound systems. Like I get all kinds of free stuff. And I don't know where, like, I don't know how. It's not like I ask for it. It's just somebody's like, hey man, so I got this thing. Do you want it? And I'm like, sure. And then
That's awesome.
Like I keep it for like 13, 14, 15 years.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I love how like, you know, it feels good when things like that, cause it's not something you earned. It just happens in that moment. And you're
right.
Just like, and I think maybe it's cause we're so grateful for people like that, that, you know. It kind of
and we're super humble about it.
Yeah. I'm super duper humble about it.
Right.
Well, I guess if we're done with Quincy's, I'll move on to reading these absurdities because I've run us through the episode. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just thought these were kind of fun, kind of absurd. So there's these dudes at on the beach somewhere in the U.S. because Americans were retarded.
Yep, we are. Yep.
So I didn't mind this story because, you know, I have this rival with seagulls. It's the one animal that I don't have a soft spot for. Well, that and snakes. Well, just go check out our episodes and you'll see my war with seagulls. It's pretty intense.
It's our first video podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Or I put a bounty on the head of a particular one that I sketched the...
Yeah. Soon.
Yeah.
With the scar and the mom tattoo. Yeah.
So this one here is an interesting story, but so there's these dudes and they put laxatives in all of this food that they were feeding the seagulls, right? See where this is going.
That sounds like a bad idea.
It was. So these seagulls, and a lot of people, you know, caught a lot of footage of it because it was so like rampant and insane.
Right.
These seagulls started getting explosive diarrhea and crapping on everyone and everything. So you just see these seagulls just walking around like, just blasting the beach. And like you can go online and find footage of like just the worst case of seagull diarrhea ever. And there's just like seagull crap on everything. And they're right. just messing their guts out. Just like, just crapping everywhere. Just it was a huge mess just to see.
You know, that's not super healthy at all for them.
No, not at all. But they're seagulls.
Can you imagine, like, they were, like, flying around being like, what is happening to us right now?
I'm hoping they got that one that I've been at war with for years, that you got the encounter in San Diego.
Yeah, with the scar and stuff. Yeah. So, before we move on to the next one, I have a story about giving people laxatives.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I think I may have told this before, but if not, if I have, you know, here it is again. So, this guy that we know, my brother and I know, he got high one day, and he came to our house. And it was, like, 11:30, maybe midnight. And my brother and I are both like off in our beds. Like I'm asleep. My brother's asleep because we got to work the next morning. So this dude comes into our house, walks in and goes up to my brother's bedroom and like sits down and starts talking to him while he's asleep. So my brother wakes up and he's like, hey, man, what's going on? Like they're talking for a little while. And then like my brother gets super annoyed because he's high. The dude was high and he's like talking about nonsense.
Right.
So he goes, hey, man, do you want one of these chocolates? So he gives him a pack of them. And I think he ate like two of them and he went home. And then like a couple hours later, he called him and he's like, bro, I don't know what you gave me, but I've been crapping my guts out for like 6 hours.
Yeah, that's how you take care of that.
That's how you get rid of them tweakers.
Well, so, okay, I'm ready. So I'm going to name off some just weird absurdities here and play them a little bit. Did you know that aliens invaded the moon on July 20th, 1969?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that was us.
Yeah.
All I was right. Like, wait a minute, are you talking about Transformers?
The object of golf, the object of golf is to play the least amount of golf.
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. I've also heard of it referred to as cow pasture pool. You play pool in a cow pasture.
Like that. People have to use a driver's license to purchase substances that impair driving. I thought that one was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's like you can't. Yeah, that's always fun.
You know what? That's absurd.
All moms
are bodybuilders.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
all moms who give birth are bodybuilders.
Right.
This one's a little PG-13.
All right, anybody under 13, cover your ears.
But I thought you were taking off the headphones so you can hear
PG-13. But not quite rated R. When you celebrate your birthday, you're celebrating the fact that your parents had sex.
You know, I have a thing that I say to people I used to when I was younger, when I was more or less mature.
Sorry, mom and dad.
They're not. So there's a thing that I used to say to people whenever it was their birthday, and I'm like, hey, tell your parents that I'm glad that they did it.
Yeah.
It was like my vulgar, stupid, immature way of saying happy birthday.
You know how I got a guy? So when I was deployed, there was a guy that would eat a couple of boiled eggs every morning when we got to the chow hall.
Okay.
And they stink really bad every time you crack them open. And I just didn't like the smell of eggs if I wasn't eating them.
Right.
So the way I got him to stop eating them was like, hey, you know what you're eating there, right? He's like, what? I'm like, chicken, period. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, that's the one that didn't get get fertilized. He's like, no. Like, you wouldn't eat them anymore after that. I was like,
yeah, what a weirdo. Dude, chicken menstruation, yeah. When you eat like any food, like any kind of protein, you're eating what used to be an animal. Like, why does it matter?
Yeah. All right.
Chill out.
Chill out.
No.
If you water, it grows. That's stupid.
Okay.
I wrote down all the ones I saw there.
Go along with that, I kind of have a question for you. What gets bigger the more you take from it? What gets bigger the more you take away from it?
A hole?
Yes. Have you heard that one before?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, no, I'm just that freaking like on it.
That was going around at work the other day. I can't remember who was saying it.
Ugh. Really? Dang. Rerun.
My computer's being loud.
All right, ready? Legos live in a house of their own flesh. I like that one. That was good. A pregnant woman has 8 limbs, therefore is an arachnid.
Oh.
Only temporarily, though. But.
Right. Only for 9 months.
Metamorphosis. The man who killed Batman's parents is responsible for saving millions of lives.
That is a very absurd way of looking at that. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, we avoid risks in our life just so we can safely make it to our deaths.
Who is thinking of these things? Are they like, I don't know. Are they high?
I don't agree with that one as much.
Well,
not the reason why we do it.
Well, it's not the only reason,
to stay
but
safe,
one of them.
But it's inevitably just to lead us to that point because it's the end of all things that we're trying to do. So, I mean,
one of the reasons.
Yeah. Well, we avoid risks in life just so we can safely make it to our deaths.
Right.
So everything in between it is still, it may be our goal, but it's just to make it to that point, to the end of all of our goals.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It to the end safely is one of the reasons.
Yeah. All right, ready? Humans are the only species that has to pay to live here on Earth. We run the world, but we're the only ones that have to pay to live here.
Right. Well, it depends on what you define as pay, because like these animals, they pay with their lives. Well, because we eat them.
Well, then they're not living here.
They are living here.
Not if they pay with their lives.
Not if they're dead.
They were paying to live here, and then we killed them.
No. If they pay with their lives, then they didn't pay to live here.
Yeah, that was their payment.
No.
It gets taken out at the end. It's like when you go to eat at a restaurant, your money gets taken out at the end. The payment comes at the end.
Okay.
And it really depends on where you live at as humans, because there are still humans that don't have to pay to live here.
Yeah. But we're the only species that does, is what it's saying.
Right. Not every one in the species.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
those lucky guys that don't have electricity.
Yeah, they're still lucky.
Living in some third world country that still has a barter system.
Right.
Well, it's funny you said that, because one of the ones I have here is, if everyone stopped paying their taxes at once, the government couldn't afford to stop us.
All right, you heard it here, everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's not a good idea, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Just pay attention to that disclaimer that's right down there that says don't do that.
This one, I would like to see if we can try it here. You can't describe a color without using another color.
I've actually heard that before, but it was worded a little bit differently. Is you can't describe a color you've never seen.
Yeah, but like they're saying here that you cannot describe a color without using another color.
Hmm.
Try it.
I don't even know how to describe a color.
Yeah, because that's exactly the kind of the point where it's like this color, you know, it's like blue, but lighter, you know, it's like red, but, you know.
I guess.
I don't know, because I mean,
try it.
They didn't used to have a lot of words for colors. We've been inventing more and more colors recently. So, I mean, saying it's like the dark part of the ocean, if you're trying to describe purple, you know.
I mean, actually, that's not a bad argument.
Actually,
right,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Huh, that's not a bad argument. Take that, whoever I Googled. Good job, Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Touched my face afterwards and everything.
Yeah, I'm cutting that out.
Why?
Because.
Aww.
This guy looks sleepy. That one over there looks really... Is that Grumpy Cat?
Yeah, it's a unicorn. My wife, or my daughter. My daughter gave it a name, and she wanted me to say it, but I forgot its name. It's like... I can't remember. Just for the sake of being sweet to my daughter, when I find out what it is, I'll text you tomorrow and put it over its head.
Yeah, it'll be right there.
And this one, I'm just going to name Pee-Pee. I don't know why. Just Pee-Pee. And name over it. So there you go.
Yeah.
There's those props.
Beautiful. I like the Grumpy Cat unicorn.
Me too. But that's Riley's. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do an episode without forgetting to bring up my random pops.
Right, right.
So, which brings me to my next point. If you name your cat Meow, it can introduce itself.
That's true. But can you imagine?
You'd have to set it up a certain way. And
right. I mean, can you imagine walking into a room and you're just like, Rob?
You'll be like, go ahead, tell him your name. What's your name?
Oh. Meow. A little bit of a setup.
Yeah, you'd have to work it in, but it could actually do it.
It could introduce itself.
Yeah, if you name him, yeah.
You know what the Egyptians called cats?
Long pig?
Mao. M-A-U. Mao.
Ah. Hmm. So it kind of could introduce itself. So
there was probably an Egyptian that first came across a cat the first time and said, what are you? And it's like, meow.
Do you think cats from other countries like meow in different accents?
Oh.
Like, if you get one from the France, it'd be like, let meow.
Do you really wonder that, Rob?
No, I asked if you wonder that.
I don't.
I just like asking nonsensical, absurd questions.
Yeah, I only got a couple more here, but...
That's good, because we're running out of time.
Yeah. Snakes are just tails with faces.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, I like that one. And do you think deaf people know that their farts make a sound?
Actually, it depends on the one, but there was, I saw a Reddit article it was Ask Reddit.
Yeah.
And they asked former deaf people, like the ones who've had the cochlear implant, they said, what was one of the weirdest things that you realized? And one of them said was that their farts make a sound.
Really? So
yeah. So they apparently didn't know.
Huh.
But I have a story that I have again.
It's funny. I feel like it's really necessary to bring into this. Remember how I'm fart deaf?
You can't hear your own farts, but I can hear them.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I can, but I remember like walking in front of like a lot of my cells. Like it's a little bit louder, and I think I've talked to you about this before on an episode.
I talked about it.
Yeah, so like I'd walk by and I'd fart, and I'm thinking there's no way they heard it, and then I hear, hey, CEO, are you serious, man? You're right next to my cell, and I'm like, oh, you heard that? I'm like, yeah, I heard it. You know, because they have the exhaust fans, right. Or whatever. And so like, and I'm partially deaf in my right ear anyway, you know, from stuff. So, but.
It's all that corn that you shoved.
But wet willies.
But that happened to my wife recently too. Where I'm sitting there and I farted, and she's like, seriously, right here? And I go, oh, you heard that? So it's like my kind of my thing now. So like, I'll fart, and if somebody like brings it up, I'll be like, you heard that?
Next time you're in court, you need to do that and see what happens. Fart in somebody else's pants. That reminds me of a story, and I think I told it actually at the same time that you told that story. Was that there's a dude on an airplane, and he was dropping bombs the whole way.
Yeah.
And he didn't hear any of them. And he was like, oh, wow, these are silent. So that's good. I can just keep dropping them.
Yeah.
And then he got up to leave the airplane, and everybody's looking at him. And he realized he was wearing his Beats headphones, and he couldn't hear himself dropping farts through the whole entire flight.
Oh, yeah. They trap sounds. Even if they're off, you don't hear it. And you're thinking, oh, I'm good.
That's like I said earlier, when I put on that one dude's pair of Beats headphones for the first time ever in my life. It literally blocked out all the sound, and I was like, whoa, this is like a whole new world now.
Yeah, not sponsored by Beats, but
Dr.
Beats,
Dre.
But Dr. Dre, if you want us to do a Beats commercial and use farts in it to show the sound integrity of your product.
Oh my gosh, I'm beating this.
You were a millisecond ahead of me on that one.
Yeah, it was close. I felt it. I was like, oh. Mm-hmm.
You felt my thoughts. I'm like, I got to get this out first. Yeah.
I heard them. Mm-hmm. That's my Beats.
We need to get somebody who has perfect pitch to come in, and then like we'll fart in front of them, and then they tell us what note it was.
Like a song.
You'd be like, well, that was a C minor.
My nose and I won't be here for that one.
I won't be able to hear it.
We'll just have to take their word for it. Like, hold a tuner down there. Yep, that was a B. B sharp.
Dang. Wouldn't it be crazy this whole time I don't hear my farts, but they're like awesome. Like, they actually, like, I fart like the tune to Funky Town or like whatever.
Like, through your whole life, every fart has been like a different note, and you're like,
and you put them all together. It's just one like beautiful, like, symphonically.
At the end of your life, you're gonna see if you can get all your farts just recorded right back to back.
Or what if, like, God has,
see what musical was.
Like, God's got a sense of humor that's beyond understanding. And one day in heaven, he's like, okay, look, here's what I've been doing with your farts.
Every person in the world.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
This one's yours.
I wrote you a song with your flatulence. And then you get there, it's like, wow, it's beautiful. It's like, yeah, see, I turned something beautiful out of your farts. I'm like, man, this is heaven. This is amazing.
If he didn't think about it before, you know, he's like, yeah. Michael had a good idea.
I'm pretty sure one day when I get there, God's going to be like, you know, you're not my favorite. But, you know, the reason why I kept saving your life and kept showing up all these ways is because I find you entertaining.
You're entertaining as a human.
Yeah. Like you know how, like, everybody has their own mansion and stuff?
Yeah.
Like for me, I'm like, so here's what I did for you. I took all the weird things you did and turned it into what would be your own paradise in some weird way.
That is exactly the premise of season one of The Good Place.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be crazy, dude.
Freaking, right.
Yeah.
You got any more?
I mean, I could go all day. It's kind of how my brain works with absurd things, but
yeah, we're right.
But
at
if you guys have anything worth, because I don't want to overtalk the episode. If you guys have anything absurd you want to throw in our trains of thoughts, and
I don't have. No, I was just enjoying. I was enjoying those.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed
his friend's really absurd. His name's Michael.
He's pretty absurd, but I think that's why we love him, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't tell him that.
Is it this Michael?
Oh, his middle name is.
Stay
Alan.
Tuned to the next episode to find out.
That was good. I like that.
Thanks.
Because now we do like an anime style, like, and the answer is, stay tuned to the next riveting episode of.
Gosh dang it! Yeah, we'll have to start the next episode with, yes, it was Michael, or no, it wasn't.
It's like, anyway, and then we'll start that.
All right.
If you remember it, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think that should be it because we're at time.
All right. Well, so let me. You guys want to close it?
Do it.
Well, that was another absurd episode of Just Play Nonsense.
I like how you worked the title in.
Yeah,
there.
I'm. You know, you guys should subscribe if you haven't already. If you haven't yet, I don't know why you haven't. Do it.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Freaking do it. It's absurd. There you go. Subscribe. Become a Patreon if you got like extra money or whatever. If not, then just like, subscribe, watch it. Stay tuned to the next episode where it's going to be nonsense. We're us. You're you. Watch us. On the next, no, scratch that. Okay, let me redo.
I was hoping you were just going to be like, all right, we'll see you later.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So I hope you enjoyed this absurd episode of Just Play Nonsense. This is Jay.
Josh? I didn't know. I didn't know you prompted me.
All right, let's try again. Ready? This is.
You didn't let me speak at the beginning.
Oh, this is.
Josh.
This is.
Rob.
And I'm Michael. And if you stay tuned to the next episode, you'll see the next episode. Check us out on all of our major platforms. We're everywhere, pretty much. Subscribe, like. We love you. I know I sure do. Goodbye.
And bye.
Bye.